Coach, I guess obviously with the roster moves that you made today, they're never easy to do, but is there one or two guys that you look at that you've kept around here? Is it more with the uncertainty of some of your other guys, or how do you look at things moving forward?
Yeah, the numbers were based on, they're not even injuries, some of the things that we're dealing with in our room. We want to make sure that we have only healthy bodies in our lineup. I'm being really, really cautious with any of the NHLers that we know are going to be on the team, making sure I'd like to get pretty close to our lineup for the last game in Mini. So we've kept enough to make sure we dress a full, healthy roster.
For the vets that didn't skate today, just maintenance again?
Yeah, I think almost all of them will skate tomorrow. But unless a guy's 100% free and clear, we'll hold him out of the game.
Josh Morrissey, anything new on him or just...
No, you know what? He ended up feeling better after the game than I think he did before. So we're planning on putting him on the ice unless something happens today and tightens up. So we're not worried about that one at all.
What goes into your thought process here for the last two exhibition games? How you draw up your roster?
The first thing is health, right? So we've got a couple of different looks on the board of lines that we would start had everybody been healthy. And then we'll just try to get as close to that as we can. Pairs up front, even if we can get two guys together. And that's about it. Again, we'll get into practice next week, and hopefully we're healthy and we can get a couple of good ones with. There's enough familiarity there up front. There's not going to be anything that we haven't seen at least pieces of.
You talked as camp began about four or five key themes. How are they going?
I think pretty darn well. Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm happy with our game last night. I don't evaluate a lot of the things in those because, yeah, they've got a full lineup, but they weren't at their normal speed. And we got a bunch of guys that are going to give everything they have in that game because they know what's on the line. But I like where we are today.
We got some drills even today with the rush defense, and there's a trailer coming back really hard, and the team defended very well last night. Would rush defense be one of the keys for you guys?
That would be something we started with on day one, yes.
Gustafson just been banged up from last night. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
The RFA list is dwindling quickly. Now that Tkachuk is signed, do you allow yourself to get your...
What was that number?
Sorry?
I didn't see the deal.
The number on the gym is 7-3, 9 last year.
It's good to be him.
New trend, yeah. Do you get your hopes up then that, hey, the log jam is...
I don't know that anything's changed with how I feel. You'd like him back, but... I'm pretty sure when the deal happens, we'll hear about it here, and he'll show up at the rink.
Yeah.
So do you still view it as like just guys that are injured?
Yeah, 100%. There's nothing else to this. You're gonna guarantee you we'll dress 20 every night, and that's exactly how you deal with it because you lose key players over the course of the year all the time, and you're still expected to perform. So we've got three guys right now on hopefully not long-term IR. And we'll see them soon.
Is it tough, though, for some of these guys that are in maybe more elevated roles right now? Because it seems like there is some uncertainty. Like tomorrow they could be pushed down the lineup or whatever. Like they might not play, like these guys, like Connor might not play right away. But
so I don't think that any of them look at that. I don't think they sit there and say, hey, this is great, I'm playing here right now, but if one of these guys come back, I'm going to lose my job. I think they're going to they have an opportunity to show what they can do, right? They get to play more. They just have fun with it.
How about your projection? Do you think of it this way? Okay, if they came back to practice tomorrow, they could be ready for game one.
I haven't, you know what, Paul, I haven't even looked at it like that because we don't have control over a player over the summer. That's kind of what training camp is. That's why we test them, to get a feel for where they're at. And for returning players, we almost rate them against themselves. All right, this guy's in a little better shape than he was last year. Hey, this guy's fallen off a little bit. We may have to look at that. So I don't know what they're going to look like when they come back in, how their summers have been, and then we'll assess it right from there.
Yeah. So you have to plan your week one lineup as if they're not going to be here then, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've got five of those. I've got one with each one of them in. We've worked the pairs. And they're at the back of the folder. I haven't looked at them again. You know, we're really focused on the guys that are here.
Paul, last preseason coming in, there was so much expectations we talked about around this group coming off from Western Conference Final. How do you compare that season to right this preseason, even though there's changes on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm happier with where our hockey game is right now than I was in exhibition last year. You know, I thought we would, and I understood it, right? You've got a lot of guys that had come off big years, and there was lots of confidence. And the game was good. Like, well, at least we were 33-16-2 kind of at the end of January. Our numbers were right. But in terms of kind of everybody doing the exact same thing on the ice, so Blake Wheeler's game right now defensively looks exactly like, you know, pick whoever that 12th forward is. They're all doing the same thing. The focus on that's been really, really good right from day one. So I'm how it translates when we get the regular season, you don't know any year, but I'm happy with where we are today. I really am.
When you look at your units, it's your goaltending tandem that is really predictable and solid compared to the other changes
no
in the lineup.
No such thing. yeah, that's right.
Do they have more responsibilities this year because of the changes in front of them?
We're going to work really hard to make sure the answer is yes and no. The no part was, I mean, if you look at the offense, so again, exhibition can fool you, right? But we're trying to change the offense that they see. And we've been good at it so far. So we're going to try to put those two guys in a position that they can have that really strong impact, that they don't have to be the best player on the ice for us to win. But we're going to need them. We're going to need them both, and we're going to need them on their A game for sure.
Paul, you touched on this when Scott was asking that question, but for you, how much coaching goes into a player like Jack Roslovic to fit the role that he would maybe have if he played on a line with Brian Little versus playing on a line with Adam Lowry?
Like, absolutely none right now for a reason. So the vast majority of what we're talking about, like I'd said earlier, that, you know, like Blake's defensive game, like what we ask of Blake is we're asking the 12th guy. That would be true of Jack, regardless of who he plays with. We need everybody to do the exact same thing when we don't have the puck, and that's been our focus right now. In terms of what they can create, I don't know that we're giving anybody a whole heck of a lot more room with the decisions they make with the puck. The more skilled guys will finish more plays and maybe complete more plays, but the mindset will be the same. And that's the challenge of a young player, a young skilled player coming in. If you play with Adam Lowry and, let's say, Andrew Kopp, you're probably not going to see the same kind of offense that you would with Schaefer, but you're going to see a different kind of defense too, right? So, no, right now we're trying to make everybody the same in terms of their defensive mindset.
Is the challenge for those young, skilled players who maybe you expect some offense from different at all from maybe some of the younger defensively minded players like a Joona Luoto or others who have that two-way side?
Yeah, how do you train when you get here? So if your whole career, you've kind of, that's who you are by your skill set, you've been needed to be or been in the role, you had to be a good defensive player to get here. You don't see a lot of young, good defensive players early in the NHL, right? The guys that get that chance are the highly skilled guys because they might be able to score a little bit for you while they're learning the game. If you're not a top-end scorer and you're learning the defensive game, you'll learn it in the American League until you're elite at the defensive part of your game and you come in. So it's different for them. The challenge for all is, and this might even be more true of a number of the players that I would have talked to today before we assigned them, is sometimes understanding that even though you are a very, very skilled junior or college player, you have to make adjustments to your game, and they fight that, right? They always want to show you how skilled they are, and you want to say, I'm happy for your skill, but there'd be six other guys here on our team alone that have you in that department, but you can do some other things, and we need to get good at those other things.